Business Pilot.
Well, I think we can speak for everyone when I think we say we're all going to retire to my quarters and have sex again, aren't we?
I do believe that's probably the best thing that's going to happen.
I think it's a good idea. All right, guys, this interview is over. Let's do it.
Can We Add Arnie fans, we've got some huge news.
Correct, Alan. Can We Add Arnie is coming to life at Perth Fringe World. Two nights only, February 5th and 6th at Evergreens in the Leederville precinct.
Yeah, tickets are only $25 and we vouch 100% success rate when it comes to adding Arnie to any movie. But you can see up close and personally how we get that sausage made, baby.
Delicious. The evening will consist of games, prizes, and just the right amount of audience participation.
We've worked pretty hard to get that right. Get your tickets right now at fringeworld.com.au. Don't miss it. Can We Add Arnie live at the Perth Fringe World? Buy tickets now to save us stressing about a huge financial risk.
Now let's get on with the app.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Just like The Chase, we're hard to figure out.
Yeah, but one of the guys on our chase got skinny and a hot girlfriend.
Yeah, and also I go by Super Nerd.
Have you seen the whole story about the guy who lost like a ton of weight and then got like a super hot girlfriend?
You're looking at him.
Oh, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. Do you not know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, no, it's my whole story.
What's his nickname in the show?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
The Fridge?
The Fridge? Isn't that like an NFL player?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know who The Fridge is.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
This is one of our Christmas specials that we are doing for the Can We Add Arnie podcast, where we add Arnie to Christmas movies. Famously a man who has been in Christmas movies before.
That is true. Jingle All The Way is an absolute classic.
In fact, that's the only Christmas movie I can think he's been in.
I'm pretty sure that's the only one.
What was the premise of that again?
His kid wanted a toy and it sold out because he was a bad dad. And so then he tried to get the toy and went through a whole lot of hilarious situations and ended up becoming the toy and becoming a better dad in the process.
He became the toy.
Yeah.
I need to rewatch that.
It's really good. And at one point he goes, Jamie! And I love that. It's the best name to yell.
It is pretty
Jamie!
Good. The only other name that would be funny to yell if it was The Fridge.
Oh, yeah. Fridge! Yeah, that's right. So today we are doing one of the greatest Christmas movies of all time, according to a lot of people, Love Actually.
It really is. I watch it every year now.
Do you?
I do. Genuinely do. It's in like the rotation.
Interesting.
Used to be The Grinch. I feel like Love Actually is now taking that over.
Even more interesting. Wow. I don't mind it. I think it's like there's a lot of moving parts to it, so it's kind of fun and, you know, you can kind of put it on the background and get stuff done.
It's got a massive cast as well.
Huge cast. With that in mind, should we probably do the synopsis?
Before we do that, we should pick a character out of the bowl.
I never know which order to do it in.
I know. I know you don't, but I'm trying to keep a bit of routine to this podcast.
Well, here is... Okay. I've just got Bill Clinton written on this little piece of paper. Which makes perfect sense of this movie.
Because there is a U.S. president
there
in the film.
There is a U.S. president. I think we've sorted that one out. Bill Clinton will be appearing randomly. Synopsis, please.
Alrighty. Set during the festive lead-up to Christmas, Love Actually interweaves 10 romantic and comedic stories that explore love in its many forms.
Aww.
From a newly elected prime minister smitten with his staffer, wouldn't get away with that these days.
Sure, certainly not.
To a grieving stepfather helping his son pursue young love, the film portrays heartbreak, passion, and unexpected connections.
I forgot about Liam Neeson's part in this.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about all the other bits. I forgot about that. It's probably the sweetest story of all.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
Albeit probably also the most fluffy Hollywood-esque.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh,
the airport thing.
Yeah, the airport thing. Give me a break.
That wouldn't have happened before 9/11.
That kid's getting tackled by airport security. Yep. He is getting put on a no-fly list.
Yeah.
Probably getting put in the slammer for a couple of years.
Yeah. All right. Well, where do we start to add Arnie to this? Because there are many places and it wouldn't even be hard to do.
I think the first kind of story we're introduced to is Colin God of Sex.
So he's like the really English guy who says he just can't get lucky
in England.
And he's going to move to America.
Yeah.
Because like they love English accents.
And he's like, he's classic English, pale skin, red hair, ugly as sin.
Okay. That's a bit. I mean, he's trying.
Kind of looks like Ed Sheeran. Anyway, I would like Arnie as Colin God of Sex.
Yep.
When he arrives at the bar in America.
Okay, because I want to add a little twist to this scene. Because when I'm watching it, every time, and I know how it goes, I always just wait. I'm waiting for something to happen. So I'm like, how is this English guy, how is this actually working out in his favor?
Yeah.
And he ends up with a silhouette of seeing a threesome happening.
No, he gets a foursome because there's another girl that rocks up, remember?
That's right,
and they're like, she's the hottest of them all.
Sorry, I thought you said foreskin for a second.
Fun fact, I don't have one.
Okay.
Cut that, Ethan.
No, and he did. So let's do this scene. Arnie is Colin, obviously, meeting a bunch of hot American babes.
All right there, pal. What can I get for you?
Oh, wow. It's so cold here. It's so good. Where am I? Yeah. Wow. Can I have a...
Welcome to Tony's Dive Bar.
Yeah. No, it's so cool.
Hey.
Hey.
Is that an American accent?
No, it's not American.
Hey. Is that an English accent I detect?
Well, maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. You tell me, sweetheart.
Well, aren't you just the cutest little American I've ever seen?
Okay, stop calling me American. The whole point of this is I'm not American. I'm English, you idiot.
We are pretty dumb over here.
I'm going to leave this bar and go to another one and start again. Here's the money, the tip. All right, ding. All right, cool.
Get See in
the
you car.
I'm getting
partner.
A new bar. Shut up. Hey, how are you, new bar?
Hey, how are you going?
Yeah, no, so good. I went to this bar down the street. It's so trash.
Oh, you're talking about that one where they think you're American, but you're actually English.
Clearly English. Listen to the voice.
Well, that's a London accent if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, that's it, Big Ben.
Hey there, partner.
Hey, how are you?
That's a pretty sexy English accent y'all hear
English
there.
English accent? You are spot on.
I don't know why I went a little French.
Can I get you to say some funny words?
I would love. Yeah, sure. What words?
Can you please say, I don't know. How about bottle? Can you say bottle?
Okay, say what?
Sorry.
Is that what you were saying?
I said bottle.
Bottle.
Oh, listen to that accent go.
Is it cute?
I got to call my girlfriend. She is going to absolutely.
Yeah, go for it.
Absolutely
I'm
love
gonna
you.
I'm going to call my friend if you don't mind.
Okay.
Or you call your girlfriends. Yeah,
do you want me to call first? I don't think we can do two
concurrent
phone calls.
You go away. You do
calls.
Whatever you're doing. I'm going to call my friend and let him know that my plan is going perfectly.
Okay.
Hello, Gav.
Hey, remember how
I told Colin.
Yeah,
Colin.
It's me. Yeah, it's Colin.
Hey. What are you doing?
Hey, I can't talk long because back in the day, it used to cost a lot of money to call people overseas, so I got to keep this pretty quick.
Yeah, bro, it's costing me. Anyway, Cole.
Yeah, so anyway, I got all these hot chicks, and they're all, like, ready to go. So, it's all my pants working.
You're joking me, bruv.
I would never joke, bruv. I would never. Listen to my English accent. It's so real like you. We are just real people.
Yeah, you are fifth generation English.
Yeah.
Anyway, what'd you call me for?
Well, I was going to say, hey, look, when you come over here, you can go to banging hot chicks instead of
just Are you saying there's plenty of poontang for all of us?
What I'm saying is you don't have to bang your friend's mum anymore. You can just come here and bang hot chicks all the time.
No, friend's mum?
What? Sorry, what? Sorry. Well, I guess that's how we're connected in this storyline. I got to go now.
All right, bruv, I'll catch you later.
See ya. Can you say your mum, tell your mum hi, obviously.
I was really so hot, I had sex with him once anyway, bye.
What?
Cool. Well, that went well. Bring on the hot
Colin.
Chicks. Oh, wow, there's so many of them. They all this sound like Fran Drescher, my ultimate fantasy.
Oh, Colin, this here's Fran. Hello, Colin.
Can you please call me Mr. Sheffield? It's just a thing.
Oh, it's a Master Sheffield.
Oh, that's so good. So hot.
And this is the rest.
Cool.
Hi, Colin. So.
Now you sound like Fran Drescher very far away.
Do you want to go back to our place?
Absolutely.
We haven't even got Jessica here yet.
What?
When she comes, she is the hottest of
the hottest, but you guys are all so hot.
She's hotter than us.
Wow.
Hotter than the surface of the sun.
That seems not healthy, but yeah, sure. I can do it, yeah.
By the way, we've only got one bed.
What?
So you're going to have to scooch on up to all of this.
Oh, no, I like my sleep. It's very important to me. I need my own bed for sleep.
So what's your suggestion?
You're so good with the couch?
We don't own a couch.
Oh, how poor are you?
We're pretty poor. Look at us. We're just a couple of girls in Daisy Dukes.
Oh, you girls going to rob me.
Stick them up, pal.
I knew it. It was still going to be true. I mean, that's exactly how that scene should go, realistically.
It should, really. Like, that's, because they bait you with that scene into thinking there's going to be some sort
Something.
Of twist. And it's not. He just gets laid by four chicks.
Yeah. Incredible movie. Incredible movie. One storyline I love out of this is Hugh Grant. He is the newly erected. Goodness gracious me.
What a Freudian slip.
Newly elected.
I prefer the older one.
A newly elected prime minister. And, you know, he's navigating the top job and he has to meet the US president.
Who's Billy Bob Thornton?
Oh, I think I can cut out most of those words you just said and just replace it with Bill. Let's do it.
What the devil are you? Here's a promise. Gonna get ready to meet the
knock, knock, knock,
American
knock.
President. One moment. Just to hear what the devil has got on the side, I think. Gotta meet the America. Be strong for the UK. Be strong for the UK. Here we go.
Sir?
Yeah.
Are you ready to meet the US president?
Yeah. One moment.
Would you like me to bring some bickies and teas in?
Yeah, bring some bickies and tea. Yep, one sec. Okay, here we go. One, two, three. Let him in. Here we go.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you, David.
Wow.
It's
wow.
me, Bill Clinton.
Yeah, wow.
I just want to start off the conversation by saying I did not have sexual relations with that young lady.
Wow. I'll keep that one handy.
Okay. What is the UK's plan to help the United States prevent the Middle East?
I might just get my defense secretary on that one. One moment. Can I get you in here? Charles, can I get you in?
Yeah, of course. Hey, what's going on? What's going on, boys?
Charles, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I just want to remind you, Defense Secretary, that I did not have sexual relations with that young lady.
Of course. With the one who walked in with the biscuits and the stuff. You didn't do anything?
Biscuit lady, Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
Probably my wife, Hillary.
You're denying sex with your wife? That's smart. That's so clever. Are you listening to this one?
It's all about
it. It's groundbreaking thinking.
You need to have a squeaky clean record.
All the deniability. I love this. I'm writing it all down. This is fantastic stuff.
So what are we going to do about this nuclearization of the Middle East?
I was thinking, and if you don't mind me speaking on behalf of...
Absolutely not. Yeah. I love hearing that British accent.
Thank you so much. I was thinking maybe we could all have sex and then deny it. Because this was what ties the whole movie thing together. Is us all having sex with me, Arnie.
You're saying that you want us all to just have a big group session with you right
absolutely.
Now.
I mean, that's a wonderful idea. Wonderful idea. We will deny it, obviously, after. Deny the sexual relations, of course.
Well, of course we're going to deny it.
Then let's do it. What are we doing? Come on, boys.
What are we waiting for? Yeah. We're going to have to face the press after this and that press conference.
Yeah, well, they can face something, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, we'll do this,
yeah,
and then we'll head out to the press room.
You're not going to make me look like a fool out there, are you?
Oh, of course not. Yeah, I'm not going to make you look like a fool.
We're going to have a nice conversation about trade and everything else in between, right?
Of course we are.
But first, let's have some sex then.
Okay, let's do it.
But we'll deny it after. Deny it.
6 hours later.
Whoa! Whoa.
Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister, I remind you we're in front of the press right now.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oi, Duncan from the Daily Mail.
Yeah,
you're all looking a little bit hot and sweaty.
Yeah, of course.
What have you all been up to, Mr. Secretary, starting with you?
Okay, can you actually, I didn't write down the thing I was meant to say. Do you want to take this one, Mr. President Bill Clinton?
Yeah, I'll take that. Obviously, we look like we've been a little bit hot and sweaty.
Oh, what the devil, I just tell them I'm absolutely...
and there's been some rumors going around that...
And then I'm sweating and I'm like a pig in a madhouse.
That myself, the British Prime Minister, and the Secretary of Defense are in a sexual relationship. I just want to say straight away.
I hadn't heard that. Who said that?
We are not in a sexual relationship at all. Next question, please.
I got a question. Just a quick question. Do you guys all have sex?
We did not have sexual relations with each other. I just need to really clarify.
If you don't mind, I'll take this one, Mr. President. We did not have sexual relations with anyone. Ever.
He's really good at this.
I think
he's
I nailed really it. Good. Yeah, you're bloody good, aren't you? Bloody good.
All right, mate. Just got a question here for the London Times.
Okay.
Want to know, what is the strategic economic value of this relationship going forward?
Well, I think we can speak for everyone when I think we say we're all going to retire to my quarters and have sex again, aren't we?
I do believe that's probably the best thing that's going to happen.
I think it's a good idea. All right, guys, this interview is over. Let's do it. I like everything ties together, you know? Like, everyone having sex with Arnie. It's a nice tie-in.
I met someone the other day who listens to our podcast.
Oh, and did you apologize?
And they said, it's funny.
Oh.
They said, but you guys end up having sex a lot in some of the situations.
That's what people are listening for.
And I said to them, sex sells.
Exactly.
Look at Game of Thrones.
Exactly.
Not a lick of dialogue for the first two seasons.
Absolutely not. It's just all sex, sex, sex. And that's what we're trying to do over here. If you can't enjoy the idea of Bill Clinton, Hugh Grant, and Arnold Schwarzenegger having some hot, passionate man sex, then get off my podcast.
What are we doing here?
I don't know.
Watch our listeners plummet. We'll go from that to zero now.
What am I doing with my life? One scene I would like to move this along to.
Yes.
Rowan Atkinson plays the role of Rufus.
Yes.
Now, I want to do the scene where we've got Alan Rickman. He's being a dirty dog.
He's out there buying some jewelry for his hot secretary.
Most hated Christmas character of all time.
I agree. She is the worst. And she's all like, I know you're married, but I'm like a hell, like, skanky girl.
Oh, no, I was saying Alan Rickman.
What?
Yeah, I thought he was the most hated kind of, like,
I thought Christmas. It's her. We hate him?
Yeah, of course we hate him.
Aww,
he's destroying. He's giving up on Julia. Was it Julia Roberts?
No, not Julia Roberts. It's
Emma Thompson.
Her, Emma Thompson.
Giving up on Emma Thompson,
yeah,
to go for the secretary.
But then he gets to say the line of, like, I bring such a fool. And I immediately forgive him.
I know who's playing Alan Rickman in this scene.
Such a fool, Potter. But I want to do that scene. I want Arnie as Rowan Atkinson's character.
Rufus.
As,
yeah?
Rufus. Yeah, okay. There's a fan theory, by the way, that's been floating around a line about this.
There is.
That supposedly, like, and there's some scenes that were actually legitimately cut from the movie where it was going to reveal that Rowan Atkinson's character was like an angel.
Yeah.
And so that's why he appears there, to stop Alan Rickman from trying to cheat, which is why he takes so long with the necklace. And then he also frees up the kid to run to the airport,
yep,
behind all the security. So it was kind of like he's like a little angel or something.
Yeah. I said that. I told my wife that theory, yeah, and she was like, no, that's stupid. You're stupid. I'm going to bed.
Yeah. This is why I...
Now I'm single.
I just don't think you should talk to her.
But I did not have sexual relations with her.
Well, that is the theme of the podcast. Or is it? So let's do that.
So, hello. Are you looking for a parcel, a little gift, perhaps?
I would like to buy my wife.
Out with it, man. You're taking so long.
A necklace.
A necklace? What do you mean, a necklace? What's a color? Does she like rose gold, yellow gold, white gold, silver, platinum, bronze,
so many
metal,
options.
Iron, magnesium?
Okay, you need to hurry. I'll just take that
copper.
One, that one there, the little love heart with the diamond.
The yeah. stone.
How much is that?
This
how
one is stone.
How much is this?
So you're looking at a couple of grand. This is about 3,000 grand.
What would you recommend for not so much a wife, but more of a thing you plan on having sex with once and then not talking to ever again?
Oh, so you're saying to me you're having an affair?
Not yet.
You're trying to have an affair?
Bingo.
Okay, so I deal with a lot of men who want to wow a woman that is not their own woman.
One sec, keep it down. Yes, honey, I'm just buying something. Back soon.
Okay,
continue.
Why do you talk like that?
This is how I speak.
Did you have a stroke?
Constantly.
Do you need me to call an ambulance? We call that...
No. Potter. I'll take that necklace. How much is that one?
Okay, so this
the
necklace.
Cheap one.
Well, no, see, here's what I was going to explain to you.
I want the
you.
Cheap one.
No, we haven't. Just let me explain. Okay. I need to do my job.
Please hurry.
Okay, so
please,
here's how it works.
Hurry.
If you want one sex,
yes,
you buy the $500 one.
Okay.
If you want 2 hours of sex,
whoa, that's a lot of sex.
Then you get the
$1,000
one.
I do like to take things slowly. So maybe the 2 hour one.
But then we have a 3 hour one.
Oh, wow.
And the 3 hour one
costs
$2,000.
For 3 hours of sex. That seems a bit much for
now,
me.
Now, this one here.
A little rich for my blood.
Aren't you the half-blood prince as well?
I'm a lot of things to a lot of people.
Prince of Darkness, too? It's,
yes,
like a deep cut for people who haven't seen your role as Rasputin.
Yeah, yeah, and they most haven't, including me, Potter.
And finally, before we do anything, this last one here has cost $10,000.
No, too much.
But this, this one,
much.
Bill Clinton buys. Because it says he guarantees him sexual relations with women.
Okay, is it, he got like a little note to say that? Or is, oh wait, are we standing over there telling people, isn't he?
This one right here, this one gives you 10 hours of sexual relations with any young lady.
Thank you. Okay, I think I'll
be on my way now.
Yeah, bye. I think I'll take the one that does the 2 hours.
Okay, so you want
like
the 2 hours.
Take it slowly.
I just can't.
Okay. Begin the process.
Okay, so...
Do I pay by Amex?
No. Okay, so I'm going to list off all the cards that we take.
Okay.
Visa.
I would want this done quickly.
Amex.
Please, man, quickly.
MasterCard.
Wait, you said Amex. I have the Amex. Amex, I'll pay for it now.
Diners Club.
No, just I'll pay. Amex. Okay, swipey swipe. Let's get on with it. Here you go.
American Express.
I insist we pay for it now.
Okay, now let me just get this out. I'm sorry, this is broken. Okay, so we're going to have to use one of those carbon copy machines with the
manual shunk ones.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, let me just read.
Here's my card.
I see it's Amex. Unfortunately, the shunk does not take
it's
Amex.
Okay, I have MasterCard.
It doesn't take MasterCard either.
What does it take? Because I guarantee you I'll have it. For the love of God, please hurry, man.
If you've got the Visa card,
a Visa card. Here it is. Please, man.
Excellent. Okay.
My wife will be back very soon. Clearly need to buy this because I'm a cheating, dirty dog.
Oh, of course you are. Okay, so that's all good. Yes. I'll get the now. Let me just wrap this for you. We do gift wrapping. It's complimentary.
That sounds lovely. This shouldn't take too long.
So we start with a layer of a card, and we just wrap it in the card, and there we go. Does that look nice to you?
It's a nice purple pattern of paisley.
Yes, and
print.
Now we add crepe paper. It's like little thin paper.
Oh, crepe paper.
The kind of streamers are made out of.
I enjoy the feel of the crepe paper between my fingertips. Continue.
Okay, so now that we've done the crepe paper.
Hurry, man.
I'm hurrying as fast as I can. You understand?
Can you not hear the tone of my voice? I'm getting rather impatient.
Okay, next layer is cellophane.
Oh, see-through. Perfect for hiding the contents of one gift.
Yeah, I see you're familiar with cellophane.
Yes.
Okay, so we've done the cellophane now.
Cool.
Okay, I'm going to give it a bit of a squirt of this perfume.
Oh, I don't want it to smell like anything. Okay, cool. Smells.
Okay,
like
next thing, we have this
bouquet of roses. Potter.
Okay, just add last little sprig of rosemary.
Okay.
A little bit of salt and pepper.
You're making a roast. You're making a roast, man.
Okay,
I'm just
now,
wanting to get the little necklace to be a little
just hold
dirty
that thought.
Dog.
I'm now going to put the final wrapping paper on it.
That's just string that you would use to tie up a rack roast of lamb.
And I've tied it up, and now I'm going to put it in the oven for about 2 hours on low.
Okay, that doesn't seem right. I think I'm at the wrong store. Where am I?
This is Rufus's butcher.
Okay, I gotta be honest. I just really wanted to have sex with someone that wasn't my wife. Are you available?
Yeah, I've got 2 hours.
We've got 2 hours to kill. Let's do it then.
Okay.
Okay, cool. And then I'll get all this cheating out of my system. I warn you, but I'm very passionate and slow.
That's okay. I'm a tender lover.
Cool. I don't know what was happening. I think I just...
Oh, I can't take that seriously.
I went to another world. Wait till we do Die Hard. All right. So that one's locked away. The next one.
Oh, gosh. Can we
end this?
I'd like to end it.
Yep.
One of the most iconic characters in the film is Bill Nighy as Billy Mack.
He's so good in this.
The jaded superstar.
He's like this rock star that's just kind of like doing what he does. He changes one word in his song just to sell more copies of it. And because he's so crazy on TV and interviews, people are like, more of that, please. It's something wild. We love it.
And it's almost like that's the blueprint of going viral before people went viral today.
That's so true. That is so true. He changes the word to Christmas. So are you thinking Arnie as him?
I think so, right? Is that what you're thinking?
I'm thinking so too. But I want him to have a new song. Oh. With Christmas in it, somehow.
What song?
I don't know. It doesn't have to work. I'm sure we'll figure it out as we go.
It'll come to us. That's all right.
I like the idea of Arnie, as the Bill Nighy character, chatting is it Nighy? Nighy?
Bill Nighy.
I'm so sorry.
All right, Arnie. Yeah. Should meet your manager.
Hey, I'm so hungover. What do you want?
What you been doing all night?
Well, you told me to write a song, right?
Yeah, I did.
You said rework one of your classics and turn into some Christmas trash.
You need to understand, mate, having the number one song in Britain.
In Christmas
is a really big deal.
20 bucks or something, no big deal.
This is probably going to be your retirement fund. It's going to be my retirement fund.
Yeah, haven't you made enough from me and just been siphoning it through the years?
Why would you?
Sorry, I'm a bit. All right, maybe you got me. I'm not completely hungover. I'm still a little drunk. But I've been working on songs.
What have you been working on? I need to know. Right. I need to know now.
You know the song from Sabrina Carpenter called Espresso?
You mean that song from 2023?
That's the one. Okay.
And we're in 2003.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I wrote a song. It goes, na na na, na na na, na na na, Christmas. All right, you don't like it. All right, I'll come up with something else then.
Surely there's another classic that you can rip off. Okay. And you can put Christmas
you know, in. You know the song. Can I when the, let me have a bit more of a drink.
You're drinking disinfectant.
Yeah, no, I know. I like the taste. I like the way it burns. Okay. All right. I got some more pictures for you. You know the song Cats in the Cradle?
No, we're getting somewhere. Yes. Little boy.
Blue.
Blue and the man on the moon.
Yeah, yeah, but the man on the moon is Santa.
And then what's the next bit?
Ooh.
When you're coming home, Dad.
No, don't talk about my dad. I'm too drunk for this, man. You don't like it.
You're done crying.
You don't like it, do
I actually
you?
Think this could be a hit.
Okay, well then let's rework it. Let's shop it out a little bit. You get on your little phone and tell people this is the song.
All right.
Cats in the Cradle in the Silver Spoon, Little Boy Blue and the Man Called Santa. Ooh.
You're making this really difficult for me.
Oh my God, you're ruining my life. What do you want from me? There's your Christmas song.
All right, well, I'm going to make a call.
Okay.
I'll talk to a couple of the...
You know Ronan Keating's song, When You Say Nothing At All? Okay. I reworked that one.
Okay, well, hit me with
Do
that
you
one.
You want to hear that? Because he's a fellow British man like us, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Think so.
Hope I got that right. So life really is a roller coaster.
He might be Irish.
Oh, no, is he Irish?
Doesn't matter. Just what's the song?
Well, I'm going to steal it anyway.
Just tell me the song.
Okay, so you know When You Say Nothing At All?
Yeah.
I'm thinking... Isn't it Christmas after all?
We'll go with the Cats in the Cradle.
Okay. Oh, by the way, to tie in this with every other scene, do you want to have sex?
No.
That's fair.
We did it last year. It sucked.
I'm so... All right, and that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie? I've got to be honest, and this is the first time I've said this for any movie.
Mm.
I think we could do this one again with the other scenes that we missed out on.
Yeah, because we missed the porno scene.
Colin Firth's
character.
I love his character. We missed out on the whole Liam Neeson, and we know we could kind of do an impression of that.
Yeah, we're very good at a Liam Neeson.
I would like to next year we do Love Actually again.
Oh, no.
But somehow we make sure they're all tied into having sex with Arnie. That's the one consistency.
If you want to get involved with the podcast...
And please do.
We would love it. You can leave us comments on each episode on Spotify. We love that. It helps our engagement.
Shout out to Cam, who really loves doing that.
Massive shout out to Cam. Yep. We appreciate the interaction.
Yep.
We also, of course, you can like us on Facebook. You can subscribe to our podcast.
Yep. You got a burp there? What are you doing? What's happening there? You got a little burp? You want me to burp you? Come here. I'm going to pat you on the back. All right. Is it out?
I had a little burp. Leave us a 5-star rating.
Too much eggnog is in the Christmas spirit.
I'll be in Naughty Land soon.
Shout out to our boys, honey daughter. Steal their shit. Enjoy.